This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Philip. After a challenging 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic and intermittent lockdowns, the retail industry is gearing up for what it hopes to be a better year ahead. Despite rising concerns of the Omicron variant, retailers pushed through the holiday seasons and shoppers seem to have returned to the malls by the hordes. But how will 2022 fare as fears of newer COVID-19 variants emerge and inflationary pressures rise? For more on this, we have with us Tan Hai Sin, Managing Director at the Malaysian Retail Group. Hai Sin, good morning. Let's take a look back at the year. What have been the most challenging issues for retail players in 2021?
Another two rounds of lockdowns in 2021 were the worst period for Malaysian retailers. The first lockdown started from 13 January and lasted for 7 weeks. The second lockdown started from 3rd May until August. The lockdown from May until August 2021 lasted for 15 weeks. It was the longest period on retail closure. During this period, majority of retailers were forced to close down.
Can you share with us some numbers on the retail businesses that have closed down due to the pandemic and how many Malaysian workers were retrenched as a result?
We do not have the exact figures on number of retail closure and retrenched retail workers. I don't think anybody has that figure. Last year, we anticipated 15% of total retail supply, or at least 51,000 retail stores, will close down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic is not over yet. This estimate is still valid. We did witness high number of closure immediately after the first MCO ended in May 2020. That was last year. A second round of major closure took place after bank moratorium ended in October 2020. The third round was during the second MCO in 2021. The latest wave closure started after MCO 3.0 ended in August 2021. Several iconic retail and F&B operators closed down in Klang Valley during the year 2021. Chili's first outlet in Malaysia was located in Bangsar Shopping Centre. It closed down in January after operating for 27 years. Coliseum Cafe and Grill Room in Jalan Tunku Abdul Rahman closed down in June after operating for 99 years. Sin Hoi Hau in Jalan Tun HS Lee closed down in July after operating for 84 years. Rasa Food Arena in Suria KLCC closed down in August after operating for 22 years. Oriental Craving in Wang Utama closed down after operating for 17 years. FOS in Mid Valley closed down after operating for 22 years. McDonald's located next to Kota Raya in KL closed down. Nando's at the corner unit of Jalan Sultan in Chinatown closed down. Food Junction in Mid Valley also closed down.
Okay, Hai Sin, but can you give us a temperature check on the ground now for retail players? I mean, what's the sentiment like? Are they bullish for recovery in 2022?
We expect retail industry to gain momentum on its recovery by the end of this year. For the fourth quarter in 2021, the growth rate estimate has been revised upwards from 12.7% to 18.3%. Retailers are hopeful that retail sales will climb higher in December this year due to two upcoming major festivals, Christmas and Chinese New Year. Interstate travel ban was lifted on 11 October 2021 after 90% of the adult population have been fully vaccinated. Domestic tourism has brought more sales to retailers that have been depending on tourism spending. Malaysians from all parts of the country have been traveling for shopping, family gathering, and meetings.
What about the recent erratic weather patterns? Has that dampened retail sentiment?
Fortunately and unfortunately, it has not affected the retail sentiment during this festive season for majority of the population in Malaysia. Except for shopping centres situated in a seriously flooded area, major shopping malls in other parts of Malaysia are still crowded with shoppers on both weekdays and weekends. This flood also allowed many shopping centres and retail stores to play an important social role to help flood victims. A shopping centre was used as a shelter for stranded customers on the first day of heavy rain. Several shopping centres and popular retail stores set up counters for public donation to flood victims. Many retail stores also donated their merchandises to help the affected residents.
What are the retail trends you've observed in the past year? How are shoppers shopping nowadays?
During the lockdown period, Malaysian consumers' shopping behaviour and pattern change. You are required a smartphone to register yourself before you enter a retail premises. You learn to order food delivery. You use various apps for banking, payment and purchases. You downloaded several e-wallets to make purchases of goods and services. You learn to use WhatsApp to order goods for delivery as well as making restaurant reservations. You buy goods through social media. You are forced to visit the nearest grocery anchor shopping centre instead of a large shopping centre that used to travel more than 20 minutes on weekend. You were not allowed to visit your favourite shopping centre. You could not dine in the latest or trendiest cafe and dessert shop. You started to cook at home. Shopping is no longer a fun activity. You need to queue to enter shop. You are not allowed to stay as long as you want. At one time, you could not watch movie. You could not participate in games. There was no promotional activity at the mall atrium. You were discouraged to stay the whole day in the mall. During the lockdown, you could not meet family members and friends over a meal. In spite of all these constraints, you still visit the shopping centre. You did not want to stay at home. Online retail purchase will not replace physical store after the pandemic ended. Current reality has shown us that when lockdown was lifted, shoppers are back to physical store and diners gather at cafes and restaurants. Nevertheless, the COVID-19 pandemic has forced many retailers to pay attention to greater digitization of their businesses. Online shopping has become another major channel of distribution of retail goods and services in Malaysia.
Haisin, I'm also curious whether there's been any change in trends, because if we look specifically at shopping malls, you know, has the mix of tenants changed? Prior to the pandemic, there was a lot of emphasis on F&B options in their establishments. Is this still the case?
Several retail and services trade have become new tenants in shopping centres. Number one, small format grocery-related shops enjoy better sales during lockdown period. Snack specialty stores such as Mix.com and ready-to-eat convenience stores such as Family Mart and CU became tenants of many popular shopping centres. Number two, fixed-price stores become popular since the COVID-19 pandemic due to very affordable retail goods. They have become mini anchor tenants of many shopping centres in the countries. Examples are EcoShop, Super Safe, Mr. Dollar, Noko, Tatsumaki, and several others. Number three, the popularity of food delivery during the pandemic gave birth to Cloud Kitchen in Klang Valley. Some of them are now tenants in shopping centres. Examples include My Ghost Kitchen, Cookhouse, Kitchen Connect, Foodos, Cooks, Food Lab, etc. Number four, furniture and furnishing retailers that require a large space and lower rental are returning back to shopping centres. Retail landlords welcome them to fill up hard-to-lease retail spaces.
Of course, with the emergence of Omicron, there are fears that recovery might be curtailed. How might Omicron affect your outlook for 2022?
Retail Group Malaysia projects 6% growth rate in retail sales for 2022. Ministry of Finance, MOF, expect national economy to grow between 5.5% and 6.5% next year. Malaysia retail industry look forward to a recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic of almost 2 years. However, there are several challenges. Number one, despite high vaccination rates, daily reported positive cases remain high. A new virus variant, Omicron, will undermine the ability of Malaysia retail market to fully recover in 2022. The danger of another lockdown in the near future are haunting Malaysian retailer as well as consumer. Number two, foreign tourists are still missing in Malaysia, and it may take up to 6 months to see a meaningful number of tourists arrive. The current entry requirements are just too much of a hassle to attract leisure tourists. This will affect negative impact on major shopping malls located in Klang Valley, Johor Bahru, Malacca, Penang, Kota Kinabalu, and many resort islands. Number three, prices of basic necessities and many consumer goods have risen in recent weeks. Many food and beverage outlets have increased their prices as well. Higher prices are expected to continue in the next 6 months. Rising cost of living will affect the purchasing power of Malaysian households in 2022. Fourth, COVID-19 pandemic has caused reduction in take-home pay for most Malaysians. The take-home pays of Malaysian workers are highly dependent on the pace of recovery of Malaysian economy in 2022. when Malaysian economy activity are vibrant, more people will get jobs, more people will get higher pay. When take-home pays are higher, people will be willing to spend more on consumer goods and services.
Hai Sin, thanks very much for speaking to us today. That was Tan Hai Sin, Managing Director of Retail Group Malaysia, giving us his outlook for the retail sector in 2022, talking about higher pay, which is something that we touched on early in the show.
We need that higher pay so that we can spend a bit more on the shops, but more also because then we can put some aside for that rainy day and rebuild our savings.
Yeah.
I think that's also a criteria. But when it comes to retail, clearly an important indicator in terms of confidence in the market, because if you don't feel good, you just won't go out and spend. And of course, this has a very important impact on the Malaysian economy.
I mean, private consumption accounts for, I think, 56% of the GDP of this country. So I guess that's why retail is such an interesting indicator.
Yeah, but it hasn't been. Everyone's been. It's, and I would say it's uneven. There have been some winners and there have been some losers. So clearly the online e-commerce players have benefited, less so the brick and mortar, and especially if your brick and mortar cannot be translated onto e-commerce. But I think, to be fair, a lot of businesses somewhat have an omni-channel approach nowadays.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.